Hey, we go to Consumers Energy. The real Brian Wheeler. You're on Twitter, aren't you?
I am a fan of Twitter. Yeah, I know you're there, too.
Yeah.
Okay, I think I should be tweeting about this interview, shouldn't I?
I think the Russians have taken that over.
Yeah, you know, I've got myself out there on all the social media networks, and there are times you kind of go, I'm not sure this is worth my while. But then again, you know, yeah, it's a good place to get something off your chest, which can be a blessing and a curse.
So as I reported only moments ago, Consumers Energy has been named the best employer for women in the utility sector. So the big question for Brian Wheeler, what about men?
I figured you'd ask that one. You know, I don't think Forbes has the best employers for men list per se, but you know, we've been on the Forbes. They do various lists. We've been on Forbes a few times in the past. You might recall, I think it was 2017, we were the best company in Michigan that they ranked for places to work overall. And I think when they talk about places to work for women, you do look at some issues that are specific to women's concerns in the sense of policies for maternity leave and, you know, and such, medical leave that you know, involved with the birth of a child, for example. So we're really proud. We want to be a place that's great for everybody to work. And Forbes saying that with this list of best places to work for women is a real validation.
But it's a good place for men, too, right?
It's a great place for everyone. I mean, I think no matter how you look at it, we want to be a place that's looked at as being diverse, equitable, inclusive, that no matter who you are, no matter what your life experiences are, we want you to come work for us if you've got the talent and the drive.
Do you actually get Forbes magazine?
I don't think I get any magazines personally, but okay. Don't take that, you know, no magazine publishers should take that personally because I do read a lot of media, listen to a lot of radio, WKHM. So, yeah, you know, I mean, Forbes is a big name. They did a lot of very reputable work to develop this list and other ones that they do. They do sampling of employees from different sectors and industries and companies throughout the country. So it's not that they're picking names out of a hat. They're looking at a lot of data and feedback to come up with these results. The list may change in the future, but for us, we're going to keep pushing forward and making it indeed a great place to work, no matter if you're a woman, man, or you know, whatever, you know, whatever your circumstances in your life.
Well, you the other ranking third best in Michigan, that's something to be proud of.
Yeah, you know, there are a lot of great places in Michigan that we know to work with a lot of huge employers. And so, you know, for us to be ranking that high in terms of the state overall is a real affirmation. The interesting part to me, actually, is that we received this ranking this even before we've made some additional changes. Just recently, we've announced to all of our employees that we're expanding the amount of time that's available for parental leave, whether you are male or female. A birthing mother, for example, will be able to take up to 6 months, 24 weeks of time to care for a newborn. So that is going to make a big difference. You know, my children are a little bit older. My youngest is 12, and I wasn't working at Consumers when they were born. But, you know, it's a challenge to get that time off for a lot of people to spend time with your family as your family grows. So I'm really proud that the company was able to do this. And hopefully that means next time Forbes does a ranking of best places to work for women or for men, we'll continue to rank highly.
I'm thinking it pays pretty well, too.
We try to be competitive. We try to attract good, talented people. You know, that's the great part. I think if you're coming out of college or coming out of high school these days, there are a lot of places, a lot of opportunities. I know economically this isn't a great time with the COVID pandemic, but I think on the whole, you know, smart people don't just have to look at companies in their hometown like Consumers Energy. They have choices of where they want to be. So we know we're really in a recruitment battle. We want the best, we want the brightest, and we know those people don't have to stay in Michigan if they don't want to. So that's a big drive for why you see Consumers Energy offer benefits like paid leave for new parents or really try to have a diverse and a broad and a welcoming workforce because people look at us and they look at other companies and they have their choices.
Are you guys are you adding employees or where do you sit right there in relation to the job market?
Yeah, it's a great question. We have, on the whole, about nearly 8,000 full-time employees who work for Consumers Energy and for CMS Energy. So that's really our Michigan footprint. There are thousands more contractors. Sometimes mm-hmm. they're doing seasonal work. Sometimes they're on longer-term contracts for other types of IT or other types of work that we do. So we're not growing that number significantly. It's not, that's not really truly changing. But when you have 8,000 people, a lot of folks who've been in the workforce for a long time, you think of the baby boomer generation, you know, they've been in the process of retiring in recent years. There's been a lot of turnover and a lot of opportunities. So, you know, if anybody is interested in those jobs, consumersenergy.com/careers is a good place to go. I think you see from our interest in STEM and robotics, you know, where we're promoting those robotics teams in Jackson County we've talked about before. You know, we're trying to really raise our profile and be known as a place that will be hiring for a long time to come. Mm-hmm. And we really want, you know, we want good people to know about us.
What have been the big challenges, Brian, with COVID and Consumers Energy?
Yeah, well, I think we all can sadly still relate to those challenges. You know, it's been, what, almost 6 months now, I think, since we really realized what a situation this was going to be across the nation. A lot of us continue to work remotely. I'm actually calling you from home, where I've been working since mid-March. And, you know, it's what they call a challenge and an opportunity, right, Greg? You can do a lot of things remotely that sometimes you realize you didn't know you could do. About 5,000 of our employees are working remotely. We expect many of us will be working virtually through the rest of the year and probably well into next year as we really wait for the vaccine to come about and for the pandemic to die down. But, you know, we're not at the work, that's really the workplace perspective, but I think the bigger issue is really that of the customers we serve and the public. As you know, a lot of people are hurting right now because of job losses or the economy, you know, being in a difficult situation. So it's probably worth saying that if you have a concern about your consumer's energy bill or really any bill, to call 211, reach out to that service, which is a great way of connecting with United Way, Salvation Army, all those other great nonprofit organizations in our community. And get yourself that help that you might need. At a minimum, if you're a Consumers Energy customer, reach out to us and explain your situation if you're struggling to pay your bill, because we can often make payment arrangements, whether you're a household, whether you're a small business, or whatever your situation.
Yeah, I know the last thing you want to do is really shut somebody off.
That is not our interest, right? We want everyone to still have energy, to be safe in their homes or their businesses. But oftentimes what happens is that people will, for whatever reason, fall behind and maybe not reach out for help at that point. They'll wait till it reaches the point where they are getting a shut-off notice. And there's still help that's available in that situation, but sometimes you close off some options. So I would say, you know, if you've lost a job or seen fewer hours in your work situation, it's affecting your household budget, that's the time to really start reaching out to Consumers Energy directly. If you're a customer, call 211. I don't think we can say enough about what a great service that is. You know, it's free. It's operated or started through United Ways. It's available across the state. And 211 is really just that clearinghouse. You call there, you say, here's my situation, here's my need. And they can really find you the 1, 2, 3 or even more organizations that have either dollars on the table or resources that help you to get back on your feet.
Well, we'll let you get back to bed, Brian.
I'm not wearing pajamas right now.
Come on.
Some days where I get away with it later in the day. So, yeah, we'll keep on working. Know that the Consumers Energy, for us, the job is continuing. If anyone needs help, let us know. And we just want to be a place where everyone wants to feel welcome to work. And we're glad that Forbes agrees with us.
Thanks, Brian. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Greg.
Take care. Brian Wheeler, the real Brian Wheeler. From Consumers Energy.